AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran has attacked commercial ships across the Persian Gulf and targeted Dubai International Airport. Two Iranian drones hit the airport. Four people were wounded, but flights continued. Iran's Joint Military Command also announced it will start targeting banks and financial institutions in the Middle East. American and Israeli airstrikes have pounded the Islamic Republic, and a projectile hit a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze. Most of the crew abandoned the vessel. Iran says any domestic protesters will be treated harshly by security forces.
Iran's security chief has warned anyone thinking of protesting against the government would be seen as enemies of the country during a televised interview with Iranian state media. Ahmed Reza Radan says, "We do not see them as protesters or anything like that. We see them as enemies, and we will deal with them as we would with an enemy." When the war began, President Donald Trump emphatically called on Iranians to take over your government once the U.S.-Israel bombardment ends. But observers think he appears to have drifted further away from the idea that the war presents an opportunity to end the theocratic rule in place since the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say several tornadoes have torn through parts of Illinois and Indiana, killing at least two people. The deaths of an elderly couple in their home in Lake Village, Indiana, have been confirmed by the Newton County Coroner's Office. In Illinois, the Kankakee County Sheriff's Office says a tornado struck near the fairgrounds before traveling northeast into Aroma Park, where it caused extensive damage. This is AP News. There will be a runoff to replace a House seat in Georgia.
After Tuesday's special election, Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris have advanced to an April 7th runoff for Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. President Donald Trump endorsed Fuller, who was likely to be a favorite in the runoff in Northwest Georgia's 14th congressional district. Harris was the Democratic nominee in 2024 when he lost to Greene. He's promising moderation and a focus on the district's problems. The winner will serve out the remaining months of Greene's term. Republicans need the win to help bolster the party's slim majority in the House. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Inflation remained elevated last month as gas prices rose in a snapshot of what consumer prices looked like before the U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran sent energy costs soaring. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.